Hey, you're off to a good start. A couple of wins into your belt the first couple of matches, and kids off to a good start, aren't they?
Yep, they are.
Come into the season, no question. I think, you had a fun. Going back to last year, Coach First. Boy, what a great group. What a fun group. That's the team you'll remember for a long time, won't you?
Yes. They're a great group of kids. Work hard, really athletic, and just do what's asked. And so, can't ask for better.
And you had some of those same kids. That's kind of nice. You had some of those same kids coming back this year.
I have quite a few of them, actually, yeah.
It's always good when you have, hitters, some back row specialists, a setter, and everything. Was there one area that you didn't have anybody come back? You pretty much had everybody coming back, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost two seniors. One was a role player for, she was a serving specialist. And the other one, just a great kid, but didn't really necessarily have a role.
So the whole group back once again to try to do this again. And Ord, I see you went to a tournament, hosted your own tournament. That's nice. Yep. With Adams Central, an Amherst team that's always pretty good. And then Valentine, pretty much you haven't lost a set yet.
Correct. Yeah.
Coach, can you throw some names out? I mean, talk about some. I know you and I interviewed last year right before the Triangular, some of those same girls back, but I'm sure they're even stronger, bigger. They can jump higher and hit harder, can't they?
I suppose, yeah. Well, Maddie Camry's probably our leading attacker. She also sets first in the back row. Super competitive kid. Myla Emery is our other setter, but also hits outside when she's in the front row. We have two really athletic middles in McKenna Betty and McKenna Starkey. And we have a nice right side player in Kinsey Land, nice height. Aubrey Bulis is our libero, and she does a great job for us. And then we have just lots of other role players that do just really good things for us.
Do you have quite a few that you bring off for serving, playback rows, stuff like that?
I have one of those. Meredith Johnson comes in and serves for us. Rebecca Lemke plays front row for us, and she also is doing a really good job in the back row.
These girls already had good chemistry from last year. I'm sure it's early in the season. Maybe it takes a little time to get going, but I'm sure noticed, hey, we get things going, we're pretty tough to beat.
We ball control real well, really well, and so then we can run fast attacks, and we have lots of weapons, and so it makes it really hard for teams to block us
if we're
ball controlling well.
Coach, if there was something that needed to improve on a little bit from last year to this year, what would that be?
I think always serve and pass. Want to be a really tough serving team. And then just the better we pass, the more options we have. And probably just a little bit defensively, whether it be blocking or backcourt defense.
Well, Coach, looking at your schedule, I know, I know I'm kind of jumping down the road a little bit, but you always try to challenge yourself with good teams in your schedule. Looking down the line, you got a date with Lincoln Lutheran, you know, one of the good teams. I know that's coming up in the 1st of October, and Ogallala's, Broken Bows, you know, conference team, the Southwest Conference. So you try as much as you can to get some of those top teams to play in your schedule every now and then.
Absolutely. Lincoln Lutheran, that just occurred, right at maybe second week of August. They were looking for a team to play, and we took them up on that, and so that should be a really competitive match. Should be super fun. And then Gothenburg, Ogallala, Broken Bow, those guys will be good again, and they're just well-coached teams.
And it's good to get away. McCook and Chase County. I know McCook's a conference team, but Chase County, you don't see very much. So maybe good to come west a little bit and just get a couple of matches in.
For sure. We like to kind of get out of central Nebraska a little bit.
Well, I bet the futures looks pretty bright, even after this bunch of kids moves through, and you look down the line. I'm sure this is a program that starts younger grades, and a lot of these kids play club, and as they get older, they improve. And I bet the future looks pretty bright too, doesn't it?
We always have kids coming up, and just the legacy that has been left by so many teams in the past, but this group in particular, winning state last year, I think kind of inspires young girls to do all the work that it takes to be great.
And finally, Coach, one thing I noticed about all those girls and covering volleyball, basketball, and track is that you got a lot of three-sport athletes. They not just volleyball, they love to do it all, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. And we encourage that. Especially a school our size, we need three-sport athletes, and we want them to be, whether it be basketball or wrestling in the winter, track in the spring, works different muscles, and it's a great thing, and they're coached by different people, and so, yeah.